What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
Today, I have a beautiful man with a mustache, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well and enjoying this wonderful weather. You know, it's been rainy. This is my type of weather.
Yeah, it's like the 2 weeks of actual spring we get before Nebraska turns the furnace on.
Yep. I'll enjoy this. My garden's getting watered and I don't have to worry about it. So it's all right by me. I do need to mow, though. I didn't get a chance to mow over the weekend. And you can tell it needs it. So,
yeah, I think tomorrow's our window.
Yep, I'm going to have to get out there right after work, so. But, I have a meeting tomorrow. I can't even get out there. It'll be tomorrow evening, hopefully, so whatever.
Yep.
But anyway, the reason that we're here, it's a wonderful reason. Mustaches for kids. I first learned about mustaches for kids. It's been probably 5 years now. I donated to Scuba Steve the first year, Steve Gates. And then the year after, or the next 2 years, I actually participated. I haven't done it since that, but I did it the next 2 years. And after that, I've just been happy to be a supporter of people like yourself. So is Mustaches for Kids?
Mustaches for Kids is simultaneously not as weird as it sounds and just as weird as it sounds. We are a charity organization originally founded in 1999 out in Los Angeles. And it has grown over the years. Omaha was founded in 2009. We actually took over as the national headquarters, or the national board is headquartered now out of Omaha with some of our members. And it's really pretty simple. We grow mustaches for 30 days. It's always been based on local children's charities. And so different cities and towns that have done this have chosen a different charity, or chosen their charity in different ways, some always for the same one, some like us rotate. And so we have to be clean shaven to start the month. It's not like I'm going to grow this ridiculous beard and then trim it down for a mustache and have some laughs.
Right.
We take pride on it being an actual mustache. So we have a checkpoint every week and you have to be clean shaven except for the stash.
And how many, how many weeks is it? Is it the same every year?
Yeah, it's 30 days, give or take. We always start here in Omaha. We've always started the first week of May. To then finish that first weekend of June. Sometimes in an odd year, I think we did like April 28th to May 29th or something like that. But in general, it's always the month of May.
Cool. And if you are unfamiliar with Mustaches for Kids, like, this is no small deal. Like, there are hundreds of people coming together to grow mustaches. And not only that, it's not just the growers, but many people have girlfriends or wives or whoever else that they're helping on the side. Like, they're putting in effort to make this happen and to support the guys growing these mustaches.
Yeah, absolutely. When you say it's not a small endeavor, I was one of the original members back in 2009. We started with 30 guys, affectionately known as the Dirty 30. And those 30 have kind of dwindled down. I think there's probably 7 or 8 of us left that are still doing it every year. But we, last year, we're right near 400 growers.
Nice.
And most, the last 2 or 3 years, we've been somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 to 350 active growers raising money. And then, like you said, we've got the Ladies of M4K is a group that popped up alongside of us that are the wives, girlfriends, friends that are, you know, supportive of what we're doing, and they play a big role. They are at a lot of events. They're selling their own merch. They're getting the word out. It's, you know, just doubling the message that, hey, there's these guys out here doing something kind of silly, but they're raising some real money.
Yeah. And two, with that, you know, those are the individuals. But I mean, like you said, you have checkpoints that are going on every week. You know, you have the first one where everybody gets their shirts and whatnot. There's local businesses that are helping out as well with this type of thing.
Yeah, we've actually, since you were a grower, we've actually added a checkpoint. So the goal is always to raise $1,000 per guy, and that gets you into the Selleck Society. We have so many guys going over $1,000 here every year now that once you've done that, that gets you a early bird registration period. So we call it Selleck Sunday. It's the week before we get started. The guys can come in, you know, say hi. Some of these guys, you don't see them all year. Some guys you see throughout the year. And so just get reacquainted with the guys, get your swag early, and then clean shave. You're kind of out of the way so that as we have new guys joining, you know, we're focused on them that first clean shave. And then, yeah, like you said, we've got weekly checkpoints. We've got some bars here in Omaha that have been with us from the beginning. Some bars we've grown out of as our ranks have swelled. And so we pick up new sponsors. We've got corporate sponsors now. Guys are out selling the naming rights to their upper lip. They're looking for, you know, they've set up their own matches. There was a guy just tonight that had posted any donation on his behalf was going to be matched by a company here in town.
Yeah.
So it's taken on a mind of its own.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. You know, a lot of times, I know for me personally, you know, there's opportunities through work sometimes, or at least there used to be, through work to give back and you know, just pitch in, whether it be financial or going to events like I know Mustaches did before Special Olympics Nebraska. You know, there's a ton of different organizations that, you know, the place that I work, I don't know how other employers are, but the place that I work, they're really big into giving back in that way. And it's enabled people like myself to find out different opportunities. But say you don't work at a place that like a place that I work at, maybe your employer doesn't have all those opportunities. Mustaches for Kids is a great extension to something like that, to where people can kind of ease into finding a new path and a new way and meeting a lot of new people and just having a good time. There's no pressure. Of course, everybody wants to get at least $1,000. I know my first year, I was like, ooh, $1,000. That's kind of tough, man. Are people going to want to give? But you know what? There's always great causes. There's always people out there looking to help out and do something. So no matter what happens, if you go out there and hustle, you can get $1,000. You might have one person who gives you $500.
Yeah, we've talked about, do you want to raise the level of the Selleck Society to something higher? Because we do have so many guys now that are able to hit that. But at the same time, we have new guys in every year. And so once you get a pattern of, or a blueprint for raising that money, and you realize what works for you, it gets easier every year. But we want to keep it an attainable goal so that when guys join, it gives them something to strive for.
Yeah.
I was at a side event yesterday, actually. A few guys put on a 0.5K run, and they had, it was over at Cross Strain and Pint Nine.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cross Strain's been a big supporter of ours for the last few years. But I was at the table just, you know, BSing with some guys that I hadn't talked to in a while. And he got a notification on his phone, and we've got it set up now that it tells you what you've raised. And when you break Selleck, it gives you a separate notification. And this was a first year guy, and he was pretty stoked that he said, wait, did I just went Selleck? Yeah, it looks like you did, man. Congrats.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's another, you mentioned in your comment there about raising money and people for, you know, getting involved or they don't know how to get involved. Being a part of this, I've learned about charities here in Omaha. I grew up here lived here, you know, basically my whole life. I'm 41, and probably four or five of the charities that we've raised money for over the last 13 years, I'd never heard of. Mm-hmm. And then you find people in your own life who either were affected by something that one of these charities helps, or, you know, maybe even use the services of one of these charities, and they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But you reach out to somebody to say, hey, I'm raising money for something like Youth Emergency Services, who we did a few years ago, and somebody replies to your email like that you've known for years and just said, hey, I went there when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so how do I want to donate. And that's been a real eye opener and a real cool thing about it.
Yeah. And you know, again, it's no pressure. And that $1,000, like you were saying, you know, you guys have contemplated if you should raise it or not. It's a nice warm up year, a nice introduction to what it's all about. Because you still, even going through, like, maybe you can't make it to the checkpoints or something like that, and then you finally get some free time and you can actually go to the Stash Bash, and then you get to see, I mean, because if you're not making it to those checkpoints, you're just on your own, kind of not really as involved as you could be. But then mm-hmm. you get to that last hurrah and you see how big of an event the Stash Bash is and like how far out people go for that event. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Stash Bash is on another level. Like and you know it, haven't seen it. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do it justice of guys are out hustling so hard for 30 days. And like that just kind of relaxation of, oh, it's over and I'm going to go out and party now and celebrate how much money that we've all raised together. And yeah, I actually have ordered costume pieces within a week of Stash Bash for the next year.
Yep.
Like inspiration hits and it's like, okay, we're going to do this right.
And that's one thing that being a first timer that I wasn't prepared for, like I the first year I just got like my face airbrushed like a cat and I wore a Thundercat t-shirt and I got it and I was like, whoa, I'm underdressed, man. Like I did not do enough.
Yeah, I always thought it was fun, and you know, guys were quote creative, and when a dude rolled in, I think it was like 2012 or 13-ish on a Segway as Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, it's like, oh, okay. We're getting real serious about these costumes now. And we've had props and group costumes and engine hoists and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, and before we go any further, I think my audience is usually probably around the 35 to 44 range. You know, I get some stragglers in from the different demographics. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that we explain Selleck, Tom Selleck, for any young person who might tune in and not know, why is it Selleck? Why is it a Selleck?
You would be hard-pressed to find a better looking mustache, a cooler dude. If you've ever watched the new Magnum PI, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to find the reruns of Magnum PI. I think it's on one of the over the air digital networks still.
I'm sure it probably is, yeah. On Sundays, that, probably.
Yeah, that dude is so cool. And there's just no getting around it. Like, nobody should be able to make shorts that are 7 inches long look that cool. And still can.
Man, yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening or you're watching, go and Google Tom Selleck. I mean, if you haven't seen him in anything, I think the most recent thing that he's been in is that that police show where he's, like, the chief or whatever.
Yep. And, you know, a distinguished-looking dude in that. Yeah. He was in Mr. Baseball, that's always so a good
friend,
a good costume choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends.
So many different things, man. He's been in a lot of stuff. So
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good mustaches out there, but that man is the king of the stash.
Man, it's very thick, and I've always wondered, like, man, I just cannot grow a mustache. Like, yeah, I mean, I can grow whiskers, but that's about it. So once I get to a month, it looks like I just started. It's probably what you have in 3 days.
Yeah, I'm a 200 hitter in a 300 league, man. I am run of the mill when it comes to just the fullness of it compared to some of these guys, but I hold my own in the fundraising. So that's the important part.
Yes. And the mustache is just a fun part to, you know, get people to just laugh and not take it too seriously. And, you know, everybody's doing it. It's funny because when you do that, because there's not a ton of people who just have a mustache and no beard. But if you're out in public, you see someone with a mustache and nothing else, you're like, are you, you give them the nod, like,
yep,
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a great conversation starter. Even if it's just with people at work that you don't talk to a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've walked into a lot of meetings over the years and just said, hey, I want to clear the air and talk about the elephant under my nose.
Yeah.
it's for a good reason.
Yeah. Well, and you were saying, you know, people at work or whatever, like I told you, my neighbor across the street, we've been in this house since October of 2018. And I think I may have talked to him a couple of times prior, but didn't even know. And then May came around and he put the sign out in his front yard. And I was like, hey, hey, man, I did that before. So I've donated to him last year. I'm going to donate to him again this year. And I try to spread the wealth. So I'll donate to you again this year because I donated to you last year. Yeah, man.
It's competitive between the guys. But, you know, that's something internal within Mustaches for Kids where we're competing to see who's the highest fundraiser, and it's all good natured, and as long as we're not, the money goes to where it needs to go, so I don't care.
Yep.
One of my favorite fundraising emails or posts is like one a year where it's like, hey, if you're sick of me pestering you for money and you really want to tick me off, donate to somebody else. At the end of the day, I don't actually care. I want the money to go to a good place.
Yep. And let's get into the money, man. These are some big numbers that have been coming down. I mean, in every year, it's gaining momentum. You're adding new growers. You're getting people who are getting their employers involved in. They're doing a match. You have all these one-off matches where it's like a power hour. It's like if you donate between this hour and this hour, it'll be matched by such and such donor or sponsor. Mm-hmm. What are the numbers that well, first, before we get into the numbers, we talked a little bit about the organizations. Let's first talk about the organizations this year, and then we'll go back and get to the numbers. So what are the two organizations this year?
You know, and maybe not to steer your show away, but I do want to, I want to point out that just in the last, 2 years, so 2020 and now 2021, Mustaches for Kids actually applied for our own 501c3.
Nice.
So in prior years, we were just a go-between. Yep. And we always tied our website directly to the charity's website. And part of a requirement in order for a charity to be selected as our partner is they had to hold the 501c3.
Yep.
And so from 2009 to 2019, we only raised money for one charity a year. And so we would pick a charity. We would have this just cascade of mustache funds come into them. And we were getting to a point that we had almost grown out of charities in Omaha, where there were only so many charities that could accept a gift that large.
Right.
And so we made the decision as a board to apply for our own 501c3. And 2020 was going to be this, you know, groundbreaking announcement that we were going to select a couple of charities. And when we were still in the selection process every year, which takes place mid to late March, clearly that's when COVID hit.
Yep.
Things started to shut down and we had to make some decisions on what we were doing. And so in 2020, we actually picked 8 charities.
Wow.
We went through the applications that we had received and basically made the decision of which one of these 8 are going to continue to run and their services are going to be even more needed here in this unknown year. Right. And so this year is the first year where we are doing and everything was virtual last year. This year is our first year as like what we would call a normal year to raise money. And we've selected 2 charities as our primary partners, that being the North Star Foundation, mm-hmm. and In Common. Both of them primarily serve North Omaha. North Star Foundation is the only gender-specific after-school program for boys in the metro area. So they work with kids, I think it's 3rd grade through 12th grade.
Okay.
They're really focused on 2 zip codes. It's 68104 and 68111, which are historically 2 of the highest poverty rate zip codes in Omaha. And so part of what they're going to do in 2019, they had around 360 to 365 kids that they considered active within their programs. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that, you know, COVID had hurt them as they were starting to expand, they doubled their space there. They went from like 30,000 square feet up to over 70,000 or close to 70,000 square feet. And so they are part of our application process, ask charities what they're going to do with this influx of cash. Mm-hmm. Because we really try to stay away from, we're going to use it to continue our mission. This is a lot of money we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so we are a little more discerning about what charities are doing. And so they are looking to hire some math and reading specialists to complete staffing of this new facility that they have with just the support staff and just to fight this, learning gap that we may be seeing with a year or more of remote schooling. And
yeah,
you know, as we're talking about areas here where kids may already be disadvantaged and getting to school or getting the support at home. And then when you go remote, that's affecting every kid everywhere.
Yeah.
And so if we can help them get kids back up to speed and close that gap, that was something that was important to all of us. And then In Common, again, they're also focused in North Omaha. They take more of an empowerment approach. And so they look to build community programs with the members of the community. An example that they gave to us was a group called the Diamonds. And it was a 3-year process of these kids that they were soccer fans and they didn't have a soccer field in their neighborhood. And so In Common worked with them. They got before the city council, they secured their own funding, and now there's a soccer field being added to Hanscom Park.
Nice.
That will be completed this year. And they are actually building a new community center in the Walnut Hill neighborhood. And so by us selecting them enabled them to move forward on that project. Nice. Because they know that now they've got the funding to get started on it. So
yeah, man, that's definitely cool, man. And just to think of how you guys continually like evolve and like can change, you know, that's something that's super impactful too, because you know, some people might just be used to giving to the same charity over and over and over, just because that's, you know, they're like, hey, we support this organization, that's where we want our funds to go. But there's so many people who could benefit or who needs some extra help. Sometimes it's just nice to spread that around a little bit.
Yeah, and getting our 501c3, like I said, enables us to do an even better job of that. You know, you and I, we brought it up, but we haven't actually thrown out a number yet. But the money that we're talking about here is a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
And so if we're able, you know, a third of what we raise is a significant amount of money.
Yep.
And so if we're able to then spread that out, and we want to be careful in doing that because we don't want to dilute what it is that we do, but we are able to then help more organizations. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in.
Yeah. Yeah. And this isn't something starting an organization and getting the 501c3 and all that. You guys put a lot of time and effort into this. So people should know that. If nothing else, I mean, aside from the money, the effort that you guys put in, the time, I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah, it helps having a lawyer as president and chairman of the board when it comes to the tax docs and the,
yeah,
you know, getting the 501c3 done. But yeah, it is something that we're looking at year round, and then we ramp up in about January and hope to hit the ground running, you know, the 1st of May.
Yeah.
And then take about a month off after Stash Bash to recover and then start thinking about next year.
Yeah. Well, man, that's, you know, I still feel like people can't get the full gist of it unless they actually experience it. So we can't give them that experience here through, you know, a Zoom meeting, but now let's get down to those numbers. Like, what kind of numbers are we talking here?
So in 2009, when we started, like I said, we had 30 guys. We thought $1,000 was unreachable, and we ended up raising just north of $23,000. That just knocked our socks off that we were able to do that. Came back the next year and broke 60,000. And it has grown each year from there. We became the undisputed mustache champ of North America in 2013.
Nice.
To that point, no one had ever broke $200,000 in 30 days. We raised 201. And since then, we have not looked back. We've continued to grow, like I said. In 2019, the last year of just having one charity with Angels Among Us, we raised $751,000. Fundraising spread over 8 charities. We, again, broke another record and raised $762,000 last year.
Man.
So altogether, before we raised a nickel this year, 2009 to 2020, we'd raised $3.9 million.
That's a big number.
It is a big number. And we went over $4 million on day 2 this year. So I'm not going to give away any totals before the next checkpoint, but our last announced total so far this year after the first week was 166,000.
Man, that's pretty good. This is a pretty good start, you know?
Yeah, it's healthy. That 166,000 would get into our top 10 years ever, but barely.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. We're always hopeful. Every year it's like, well, we're never going to beat that. And then every year we start raising money and start seeing, you know, new guys come aboard, or a guy that maybe raised $2,000 the last few years finds the magic formula, and all of a sudden he's raised 8.
Yeah.
And still has 2 weeks to go. And so it's exciting.
Yeah. And one of the things that I like that you said earlier was, you know, the individual growers find their own thing that works for them and how to raise funds. So I know the last year that I did it, I said, you know what, I've got a few connections in the small business world, the restaurant world. Let me contact these places and see if I can get some gift cards. I think I even contacted the movie theater and they donated, or maybe I just bought it. I don't even know, but mm-hmm. I had gift cards. I said, you know what? If you donate to my mustache cause, like at the end of the fundraising, we'll do a raffle and I'll pick a couple of people and we'll see who wins a gift card. So,
yeah,
you know, it worked for me. I know I did better than I did the first year. I mean, not that I did bad the first year. I'm pretty sure I got the Selleck the first year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So
I went back and checked. Year,
the second year it got even higher. So yeah, man, it's just all about crafting it to a level that you're comfortable with, and however you can make it fun for yourself to do, just do it. There's nobody hounding you about your totals or whatever. You set your own goal and then you go after it. You know, anything above $1,000 is whatever you want to make it.
Yep. And if you're not comfortable in the way that you're fundraising, I think that the message maybe gets lost, or people aren't as quick to buy in. You know, it seems as though you don't believe in what it is that you're doing, or that you don't seem like you're in earnest about it.
Yeah.
But we've got guys that, like, this, the sky is really the limit on what you can do to raise money. We've had guys, there's a guy every year that he will eat anything. And it's like a self-imposed fear factor. But if you donate a certain amount and tell him to eat something, he'll eat it. There are guys, you know, some guys are more businesslike and are selling, like I said, selling the naming rights to their mustache. We have to name our mustache every year.
Yep.
And so some guys use the same name every year. Some guys switch it up. And so there are guys now that are, Jeff Hardy is a grower that, you know, and this, he's always had the same name. And this year his mustache is the Omaha Brew Bus.
Nice.
He sold that sponsorship. And nice. There are guys doing raffles of their own personal, you know, maybe their bottle collection, their tickets to games. I just berate my friends with emails. Like, the emails will continue until donations cease. Like,
yep. I know, I got one in my inbox. I saw it earlier today.
Yep. And there'll be another one. Let's see, what we're at Monday. So there'll be another one out in 2 days.
Yeah. And then I didn't respond back yet, but I know Corey Leslie sent me a message. He sent me a message the last 2 years. Last year I was like, oh man, sorry. I donated to my CPA and my neighbor. And then I think I donated it to you as well.
Yep.
Which I was saying to my wife, I don't know if our CPA is doing it this year. I haven't seen any messages from him. Do you know if Mike Chapman is?
The name rings a bell, but I don't know.
I know he was, I think his band played at one of the Stash Bashes, or they were going to or something.
Yeah, he's growing.
Oh, he is? I know he's busy because it's tax season, so that's probably why I haven't seen anything. And
yeah,
I'll have to look out for that. I think I have a handful of people that I'm just going to go and donate to a little bit here and there. So like I said, spread it around.
Yeah, man, that's great. And, you know, we appreciate whether you're spreading a little bit around to everybody or pouring it all on one guy. In the end, it's this year, it's North Star and Incommon that are going to benefit. And so,
yep.
Yep. Who gets and it, who makes the top of the leaderboard is just some silly little bragging between guys.
But you know what? For me, it's like, man, I see these people out there, and I especially since I'm not growing, I haven't grown the last 2 years, it's like, man, I know what it is to go out there and try to get it. Like, I'd like to help multiple people if I can to try to get to their goal or surpass it or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll go ahead and in the description notes, I'll put information, the websites for each of those organizations. So people can go and research them themselves and see what they're about if they want to learn more or see if it's something that they want to give to after, you know, the stash growing and the fundraising, if they want to do it on a different level. But yeah, and I also include all the Mustaches for Kids stuff that you want to send me or that you want me to include with your link as well, so people can donate, and I'll throw it up on the screen and whatnot. So
sure. Yeah, I'll the website itself is m4komaha.com.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah. M4K Omaha. And there's a big red donate button. And so you can search for growers. Every one of us has our own link that'll, you know, like any other legit charity now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send your link out. But yeah, the information's all there on M4K overall and who we are and what we do. And then links to our charity partners. And of course, that big red donate button. That's what matters.
Oh, and one thing that I thought was really cool, and I don't know if this is just for this grower or if this is like what M4K is doing, but Joe Bartek, I saw that he has the like old M from like MTV, but it says M4K.
That was this year's grower shirt. Every year we pick a theme.
Okay, cool. Yep. I saw that, man, and I was like, dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, every year there's a theme. That just kind of loosely directs what the board does, what's in the grower swag, and you know what Stash Bash looks like. And we had settled on the 80s, just a general 80s.
Yeah.
And then as we were trying to decide on a shirt and a logo, and that M4K MTV just jumped out, and we were like, oh, yeah, that's the winner right there.
Yeah, it totally worked. So kudos to whoever made that design. I liked it. I saw that. I was like, oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Adam Perez, our founder, came up with it.
Oh, nice.
With the idea probably 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and it never made like a full appearance. And then Ron Bosworth, who's kind of a utility player
for us.
Put that together, and he put a whole host of them. You may have seen them. There's a lot of different versions of it floating around as guys' profile pictures on Facebook and Twitter. And
I'll have to look out for it. Yeah, I've only seen the one on Bartek's page, but yeah, I'll have to. I keep telling my wife that I haven't been on like Facebook on the personal side as much as I am since I'm doing all the other stuff, but I'll have to get on there more. That's probably why I haven't seen Mike Chapman's post, if he's made posts, because I'm just not on there as much.
Yeah, or you're just not lucky enough with all the guys that are posting that.
Yeah,
your feed's been inundated.
Yep. All right, man. So before we go, is there anything else that you would like people to know about Mustaches for Kids or the organizations? Something maybe that we missed, or just, you know, if you want to talk more about, again, about the goal of M4K and why you guys all came together for this wonderful cause.
I think that our website and our, you know, statement where we say where absurdity meets philanthropy, our methods are a little unorthodox. And I think a lot of people look at maybe one or two individuals and think, oh, that can't be a real charity, or, you know, what are these guys doing? You know, this is just a goofy thing. And yeah, we are just a bunch of guys doing goofy stuff for a month.
Yeah.
But it's in the name of raising money for some really good causes, and we're really good at what we do.
Yeah.
And so these guys that you see growing a mustache and acting crazy, they are serious about raising money. And I think we've got the results to back it up.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. I would tell you that I've never been a part of anything that has, I mean, yeah, been that impactful, you know. And I think the last time I did it, I feel like it was 200 and something thousand at the last Stash Bash that I went to, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Well, you've got a 4-year window there where we were in the 200s. So
yeah.
2013 to 2016, we were solidly in the 200s there. So, and that's a lot of money. There's a lot of organizations that would be over the moon to raise that in a year.
Oh yeah, man. And the way that it's presented at the end too, you know, I just remember there being a person for each number, and they're just holding up their own number, you know, of the whole total. And you're like, wait, that's not it. And they flip up the last one that gets, you know, over the hump. And it's just, it's a huge number, a huge number. So yep. If you want to be a part of something great, you want to give back in some creative way that's not the norm of what you think. If you don't just want to sign a check and give it to an organization or click a button and donate some dollars, if you actually want to be involved in next year's Mustaches for Kids fundraising, check out the website, figure out a name, figure out a costume, figure out a theme for how you want to fundraise, and you know, talk to people like Tom who are there who can give you some information about what works and what doesn't work, or you know, maybe what has worked for someone else doesn't work for you. And you know, again, that's going back to you finding whatever you're comfortable with. But there's people, there's resources that you can tap into, and all those guys are like willing to help and share any information that they have. Because again, it's a goal for everyone that everyone's trying to move towards. So it's a group effort.
Absolutely. Well, I want everybody in the organization to raise more money than me, but you're going to have to catch me. That's it.
Yep. And that's what it is, man. So Tom, thank you so much for giving me some of your time tonight, man. I will try to share this as much as I can and spread the word, and maybe I'll join in again in the future and grow some, yeah. Or try to grow something. I won't say grow. I'll try to grow something on my lip.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, thank you so much. If you're listening, watching, whatever it is, please subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. And tell your friends. Just tell your friends about us. We appreciate you listening and tuning in. Thank you for helping us grow, and that's what it's about. Let's grow together. Smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day, every day. That's what it is. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.